Timeless, Chapter 5, Part 2. His answer seemed to satisfy Luna, and the Alicorn beacons to him with a wing.
I have no doubt that you are shifting. Now if you're prepared, follow me. We will complete your screening and formally reinstate you.
Her mouth then slid into a smile.
Well, not to a Lunar Knight. Yet. Now come.
Of course. Wait. Yet? What? Shifting squawked as he scampered after the Alicorn. And was that a giggle he heard?
Oh, that's just evil. Is that what she's planning? I suppose my intentions in that respect would be remarkably easy to read, but that's cruel, Luna, teasing me along. So cruel.
As he trotted after the princess, Shifting couldn't help but smile. This felt normal, in a strange sense. Seeing a bit of playfulness emerge from the reserved individual so many feared, and now being able to be your guard once again.
1,000 years and have come full circle in a way.
The pair entered a familiar spell chamber. Dancing and Iron were there as well, looking to Shifting with a reserved gaze.
I don't blame him. I'm still an unknown factor at every pony, but I'll change that soon enough.
Now then, Shifting, I assume that you know how these scanning spells work? I ask a few questions, and you will ensure that your responses hold no hidden meaning. You must be completely truthful, otherwise it will indicate you that you're hiding something. I will also scan for hidden spells, as you suggested. So do you agree to undergo this test?
Luna remarked calmly, horn lighting up as a series of runes flashed into existence on the platform.
I understand and completely agree.
Shifting replied immediately, hopping up to the stand amid the runes. The unicorn took a few deep breaths, trying to clear his mind as best as he could. Luna nodded, sending a flow of magic into the runes as they ignited with power. A magical field intensified around Shifting, a river of blue color appearing over the brown stallion's head. Lies and deception, conscious or not, would appear as colorful splashes as the questions progressed.
Now then, Shifting Sands, an official test of your intentions and resolve. Your name is Shifting Sands, correct?
Yes.
Luna watched the colors, not sensing any tug on her magic in any way.
Have you committed any crimes other than the one that you admitted to us prior that still must merit justice?
No. I don't know.
A flash of orange, and Luna's eyes narrowed.
Explain, Shifting.
Orange? Unsure emotions. The laws, they changed. I lived within the law of my time, worthy of my Lunar Knight title at all times. Yet now I may be convicted of slander when centuries ago it was a good-spirited jesting match. It is like that, to various degrees.
The colors now flowed blue again, and Luna nodded.
That is acceptable. As long as you have lived within the law of your time and worthy of that title, I will accept it. The Lunar Knights had such a high standard of living. I'm stunned that he has lived within that. Do you have any damaging intentions towards me, the Crown or ponies at large?
Only those that seek to do you or others harm.
Interesting answer. On accepting the position of Drill Sergeant, do you promise to uphold the tenets of the Night Guard? To guard Equestria, myself, and all of its inhabitants against those who would seek to do them harm in any way?
Yes.
Luna smiled, a memory warming its way to the surface.
I wonder if he'll remember that joke that I made. One final question, Shifting Sands. Do you intend to bump into us on occasion?
Wait, what?
The colors in the test exploded, Shifting's poor mind flatlining as Luna giggled, closing down the spell.
Apologies, Shifting, we couldn't resist.
A soft chuckle met her ears, even as her two guards looked at each other curiously.
Oh nay, they wouldn't understand humor.
However, Shifting's gaze made the Lunar Princess's heart skip a beat. His brown eyes flickered towards briefly, a genuine and caring smile dawning on his features for the barest of moments.
Wait, you remember?
His voice was a soft whisper, as the stallion stepped off the platform, eliciting a single nod from Luna.
Of course.
Shifting opened his mouth, but then seemed to decide against whatever words lay dormant, the unicorn's eyes seeming to dampen for a few brief moments. Without warning, warmth spread through Luna's frame, the alicorn seeing nothing but genuine care behind Shifting's oaken gaze.
Perhaps I'll ask him about that.
So, did I pass?
He asked, causing a certain alicorn to smile.
Indeed you did. Welcome back to the Night Guard, Jail Sergeant.
The stallion took a deep breath, nodding to himself as a steely grin set itself onto his features.
Princess Luna, I would like to see the troops.
Shifting blinked as he surveyed the dozen Thestrals set up before him, each clad in training armor as they stood at attention. Luna was off to the side, no doubt still curious as to how he'd handle the new recruits. The entire training ground was built in a massive underground cavern on the edges of the Canterlot Mountain, no doubt designed to accommodate for the Thestrals' natural light sensitivity. A large blue crystal cast a soft light over the entire grounds, which was dotted with a simple wooden barracks, an armory, training track and arena, and a few other essential buildings such as a mess hall. Shifting nodded in approval as he scanned the recruits, his keen eyes flickering over their armor. Violet breastplates with a half-mood sigil gleamed in the dim light, and the armor meant to provide realistic weight rather than full protection for training.
Well, they know how to polish their armor and have it look immaculate. That's actually really good. Let's get a few things out of the way first. At ease, every pony.
Shifting began, walking up and down the line as they relaxed. Lunan indicated that his own unique armor was an appropriate substitute until it could get fitted with some custom material.
Hopefully, I can just combine the two. I'd rather have my own armor than the bland metal stuff.
My name is Shifting Sands, and I will be your new drill sergeant. I am not a Thestral, no, but I am fully qualified to instruct you on how to perform flawlessly within the Night Guard.
Perhaps I'll wait on the whole I'm older than your ancestor's great-grandpa bit.
Now then, I do not know how much you have heard, but these are the facts concerning the Night Guard at this time. The ex-captain of the Night Guard was the leader of an assassination attempt on Princess Luna. Said attempt was unsuccessful. As a result, over two-thirds of the Night Guard have been purged for traitorous intentions. These individuals were not even Thestrals, merely disguised as such.
Shifting watched the various reactions, impressed that only a few sharp hisses reached his ears. A few murmured, but there were no outbursts.
Good so far.
Unfortunately, whether by design or happenstance, the traitorous ex-captain seems to have neglected your training. I will not hold it against you if you do not meet some of the requirements at this time, so do not worry. There will be a catch-up period, and that is what will be judged, both during and after. I would like a raise of hooves. Has anyone run and passed the required physical exam and endurance tests in the past month?
Half of the hooves went up, and now Shifting saw a few faces wince.
Let me rephrase. Can one of you tell me if you've been required to run those tests with feedback in the past month? That includes combat tests as well.
A hoof raised, and Shifting nodded to the mayor.
Your name?
Salty Stone, sir.
Bit of a quaver, not that I blame him, though.
Alright then, Silty, can you answer the question for me?
The mare stood up straight, her yellow eyes narrowing slightly.
Sir, we were left to our own devices to train, and have not received any feedback for weeks. Both for the physical training and for combat, we were just left to figure it out after the first week a month or so ago. I will admit that such an order didn't help in terms of improvement or motivation, for myself at least.
Weeks? No feedback? That means that they may have reinforced improper technique.
Okay, alright, basics it is then.
Thank you, Silty.
Shifting remarked, noting how a small group of stallions seemed to glare at the mayor briefly.
There's always a few in the group who don't like a change in regiment, and outing a relaxed schedule. Wonder if that's these lovely stallions.
Well then, let's start at the basics. I want every pony out of their armor in 10 minutes. Meet me at the endurance course, and we'll start there with physical training. Once you all can pass that, then we'll move on to the combat session. Dismissed.
As the recruits trotted off, Shifting made his way to the endurance section of the training grounds, seeing Luna nod in approval before teleporting away for her other duties.
I'd like her input on this. Perhaps I'll ask her next time I see her.
It was a simple circular track, complete with obstacles such as sand pits, barbed wire crawls, muddy sections, bamboo barricades, and a few other difficulties. But what made Shifting's heart sink was the state of the combat section. The magical mannequins were rotted into pieces, and the obstacles meant to provide a simulated attacker or defender were in equal disrepair. Metal and wood barely held together with rivets, wire, and magic, and what used to be a course that tested one's ability to both strike and defend, now only offered a hotel for termites. With a frown, Shifting took aim at a dummy, his punch shattering the wood into splinters.
Increased strength or not, that shouldn't have happened.
He mused.
This didn't happen in a month. I'd say more like six. Well, Luna did say that she hadn't been overseeing them as much.
The recruits now started to arrive, a few of them staring at the shattered dummy on the ground.
Alright, we'll start simple. A few miles jog and then one circuit of this course.
Shifting called out, his keen ears picking up a whisper from a group of familiar stallions.
Easy for you to say.
The drill sergeant had to resist a chuckle, opting for a grin as he trotted towards the course.
Well, let's go, recruits. Don't expect me to be standing on the sidelines for these. That's not my style.
It was when they were about two-thirds through the mile that Shifting noted a few were beginning to lag behind, the unicorn's brow then furrowing.
Well, looks like I'll have my work cut out for me. Time to whip these guards into shape. Literally, in this case, minus the whip.
Keep it up, recruits! Round might be in acceptable shape in a Philly puzzle, but not in the Night Guard!
Shifting barked, making sure to be ahead, but not too far ahead of the pack.
Oh, I've missed this.
I have a feeling that group of stallions he was mentioning is gonna really cause some trouble. But then again, he's a drill sergeant. He's gotta deal with them. I just hope that they won't be too rough on him. Now let's get on to our smooth donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coltard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and only one thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Magazine, CrazyKiller557, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneTithe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, McDoofus456, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Prison Man Guy, Easy, Scouchia, Leslie Perkett, Jordan Peterson, CrimsonKidsNA9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Biehenek, Michael Dale or more, and many more timeless people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.